T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I could not care less about fans' stubbornness and their connection with history in regards to this name, because when we're talking about matters of racism, it is not up to the people who are not the ones being offended to determine whether or not the people who are being offended should be offended. It's not up to them to say, well, no, you don't have a right to be offended. And besides, you're messing with my tradition and you're messing with something that I've always identified with in the context of sports. So we're not going to listen to you. We're not going to listen to your pleas. We're not going to listen to your requests. I think the time for that is long since passed. This is a new day right now. It's a new set of rules, and people are making decisions based off of a new set of rules. Quite frankly, it's the way it should have been for a long time. But the fact of the matter is this: I think if there is a time for this to happen, it is now.
Lewis Riddick on the Redskins' nickname, which is under heavy criticism, heavy storm today against Daniel Snyder and the name of this football team. And we are here to talk about that and more on this beautiful Friday afternoon. What up, Pittsburgh? Andrew Filippone, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Craig Riley is here producing. Chris Muller is off reading a copy of Newt Gingrich's latest book. That's his afternoon. Craig, you know any Redskins fans?
I don't, actually.
No? My uncle is a giant Redskins fan. He did an internship down in D.C. and adopted them. My stepbrother, huge Redskins fan. One of my good friends here in Pittsburgh, also a Redskins fan from D.C. So I'm around some of these people. I know some of these people. I went to the Steelers website before the show, and they still list the Redskins name and the logo. It's not NFL mandated to remove. I don't think they're leaving teams to their devices to determine if they want to acknowledge the nickname of the team or not. So if you go to Steelers.com, you'll see December 6th, there's a game listed, Steelers-Redskins at Heinz Field. Now, I don't know if that game will happen because of the pandemic, but as of right now, they still list the opponent as the Washington Redskins. And now it seems like all the NFL insiders are saying that it's a fait accompli, that even though Daniel Snyder for years has cited this Washington poll survey that shows that Native Americans aren't offended by the nickname because of corporate pressure, because of threats to pull money out, because of politicians getting involved and saying, we won't let you come back to Washington, D.C. and build a new stadium here on our land until you change the name. It looks like Snyder is going to give in and change the name. I've always had a very clear-cut, black-and-white opinion on this situation. I have always felt like it's not the logo that's in question. It's the name of the team. It's not that there is a profile of a Native American with a headdress and feather on it that's offensive. It's that the name is a slur. And I'm comfortable saying that because I don't think I've ever seen in my life, and maybe it's in some of the back alleys of the internet or some of the corners of the blogosphere that I don't know about, and it's, you know, never been something that's garnered a lot of real public mainstream attention, but I've never in my life heard anyone tell me that the Blackhawks logo is offensive. Never. Not one time has anybody said, well, when is Chicago going to change its logo? When are they going to take that ancient Native American with face paint off their hockey sweater and get into the 21st century? Never one time have I heard that. I look at some of the other teams in the major sports. The Chiefs aren't going to change their name. The Braves aren't going to change their name. The Cleveland Indians still exist. It's not Indians that offends. It was the Chief Wahoo logo that apparently did. So with that in mind, I think there's a way. You're not going to make everybody happy here, but I think there's a way for that team, for the Washington Redskins, to still look the same. Just change the name. The logo, the colors, that can all stay. Just replace the name. The Native American imagery is in no way offensive. If it's so offensive, then we need to scrub any Native American reference out of, or logo, out of major sports. Division I college athletics, professional sports. I think you'd have to be consistent. So that would mean Florida State would need to work on getting another logo and nickname, even though they have the Seminole Tribe on their side backing them up. They feel like it's a respectful demonstration or representation, I should say, of what they stand for. So when Washington comes here in December to play the Steelers, I think the helmet should look the same. I think the logo should look the same. I think they should just have a different name. Call them the Washington Americans. They were the first Americans. That would make it easy. They're in the capital of the United States of America. Call them the Americans, the Washington Americans, with the same logo, with the same colors, maroon and gold. You'd have to obviously change the song. Which, by the way, as an aside, I like teams that have their own chants and songs. You agree with that, Craig?
Love them.
Say what you will about the Eagles. I'll say how I feel about them. I friggin' hate them. But the Fly Eagles Fly song, I'm a very big fan of it.
When you got everybody screaming something together like that, it's what made the Pirates wild card game so great. The chant, that's what everybody remembers.
Yeah. So does Renegade count as that for the Steelers?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I'm done with Renegade.
But Renegade was not a song that was written for them the way that Hail to the Redskins was written for them.
And does anybody sing it, or do they just do the scream?
What? Renegade?
Renegade.
Yeah, no one actually knows. How about Country Roads?
Great.
Not written for West Virginia football, but adopted for it and amazing.
As a Pitt fan, I've always been very envious of that.
Same. Not as a Pitt fan, though, obviously. December 6th, 2020, Washington comes to town. I think the name should be different. I have no problem with them keeping everything else. The Fan Morning Show did a poll this morning and asked our listeners, should the Redskins change their name, yes or no? And I think the majority opinion, at last I checked, was that they shouldn't, but that's a little bit surprising to me because we have no skin in the game. That is not, to me, a name that would resonate or mean all that much to people here. I think two out of the three teams in town had different names. Did you know that, Craig?
They're old iterations, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who what the Pirates were called at the beginning? Let's see here. Joe Block would know this one.
I do, and I can't think of it.
Alleghenies.
Now, are you going?
Do you know what the Steelers were called at first?
I thought you were going to go with the Steagles when they got combined.
No, I mean before they were even the Steelers. I'm not talking about when they were, because of wartime, combined with another team. Come on. You didn't know this one?
I don't.
Pirates.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when football teams would just use the Major League Baseball team name. Imagine if that happened today. If the hockey team in Seattle just said, we're going to call ourselves, wait for it, the Mariners. St. Louis Cardinals, baseball, football. New York Giants, baseball, football. I would not be surprised if that's why, because the Redskins started in Boston, and the Boston Braves were there. So I would not be surprised if that's the genesis of the nickname, which Lewis Riddick says it should be changed, and I agree with him. But I don't think that that means that they have to divorce themselves from everything about the way that franchise looks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.